Hi, dictation for Randy Jones, RANDYJONES. Date of service 1/28/2022. Date of birth 9/22/1970. Date of accident 10/7/2020. Sister presenting illness, Mr. Randy Jones is a victim of an automobile accident where he was traveling as a rear passenger on the right when the car was rear-ended, leading to head injury, TBI symptoms, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and left shoulder, pain in the left knee, and a numbness, tingling of all the five fingers. These pains have been continuing since the time of accident, and patient has had a sufficient amount of physical therapy that has not completely resolved the pain. Empirical therapy has not resolved. Medications have not helped. It appears that injections to the lumbar epidurals will be necessary based on the MRI, because his MRI shows that he has a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, and anterior listosis L5 to S1, as well as degenerative changes are present in compromising the intervertebral foramina and flattening of the ventral aspect of thecal sac. It appears this should be the last injection for his lumbar region, and the procedure that is being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 is epidurogram. The next procedure is intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, injection of the AC joint, injection of the supraspinatus tendon, and intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, and injection to the subacromial subdeltoid bursa. Medical indication for all of these injections to the left shoulder that are being done on 1/28/2020 is coming from the history of automobile accident where patient was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the right. The car was rear-ended, and patient injured his shoulder in this accident, and he has a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees of abduction. And initially it was 90 degrees, and there is a residual pain. In addition, the MRI shows first degree AC separation and AC joint effusion, intersubstance tearing, tendinitis of the supraspinatus tendon and without retraction, glenohumeral joint effusion, and subacromial subdeltoid fluid consistent with bursitis. The injection of the left shoulder intra-articular was done under guidance with fluoroscopy and 3 cc's of medication dexamethasone with the morphine was injected into the shoulder joint according to the protocol. The next injection was AC joint injection to the left due to the MRI finding of separation of the first degree and AC joint effusion. The injection is being done to improve the pain, improve the ADL, decrease the need for surgery. Under the fluoroscopy, patient was placed in with complete exposure and proper preparation of the area with betadine and alcohol using a radio-opaque marker. The area of AC joint was easily identified for the left shoulder area. And then using a number 3 cc, number 25 gauge needle, the needle was injected into the AC joint under direct vision of fluoroscope. Lateral views were obtained for investigating the depth. After ascertaining the position of the needle correctly into the joint, 2 cc's of dexamethasone with morphine was injected. Entire needle was withdrawn, bandage was applied. Injection of the subacromial subdeltoid bursa was done according to the findings of MRI. There is a bursitis in this area, and injection was carried out. After doing the AC joint injection, the needle was then repositioned to identify the bursa under the acromion under direct vision of fluoroscope using a radio-opaque object. Once the identification was carried out, a syringe containing Omnipaque was used on a number 25 2-inch long needle, and injection was carried out all the way to the subacromion. A dye was injected, Omnipac dye 2 cc's to identify the bursa location. Once the bursa location was identified, bursa gram was obtained, which established the anterior and posterior, superior and inferior spread of the dye. Then the mixture of dexamethasone and Marcan was injected into the bursa. The next injection is injection of the supraspinatus tendon. The medical indications are the motor vehicular accident, ongoing pain in the left shoulder with no relief with the physical therapy, and confirmation of the MRI findings representing intrasubstance tearing, tendinitis, and the patient is undergoing evaluation with the surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, and the surgery is scheduled soon in 2 weeks' time with Dr. Gary Gilliard. Current injection is expected to give him pain relief and be able to bear until 2-3 weeks, then surgery can be done. The patient is provided this injection and without any fluoroscopy, with cleaning with alcohol and with the betadine, 3 cc's of dexamethasone with the Marcan was injected. Antinatal was withdrawn and patient left the office in a complete relief of pain. Thank you.